Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution.
Hello, I'm Bruce Chapman, president of Discovery Institute, and on this episode of ID the Future, we're going to be talking about the upcoming meeting near Rome at Castel Gandolfo, where Pope Benedict XVI will have a reunion, as he does every year, with his former theology students. This goes all the way back to the days when he was Dr. Karl Ratzinger in Germany. The subject this year is evolution, and of course, there's a great deal of interest in the topic. The Guardian in London recently said that the Pope may be about to endorse intelligent design as a scientific theory, but I think that story is way off the mark. There clearly is a lot of media interest, as I say, more than there normally would be, given the topic. But I think what you're going to see is not some sort of statement about science questions per se, but a lively discussion and various opinions, and most importantly, perhaps, a decision that the Vatican and the Church are going to investigate this subject more in the future. It's a kind of expansion of a line of inquiry. For one thing, the Pope apparently has long wanted a larger discussion on evolution. In fact, he has been writing about this in various ways for a number of years. Most of the time it was in German, so people weren't paying any attention, and of course it was before he was the Pope. But in 2003, he put out a book, he was still Cardinal Ratzinger at the time, called Truth and Tolerance. And here's what he said about the fact that we haven't really had a dialogue on this topic. Quote, "There is, at any rate, no getting around the dispute about the extent of the claims of the doctrine of evolution as a fundamental philosophy, and about the exclusive validity of the positive method as the sole indicator of systematic knowledge and of rationality. This dispute has therefore to be approached objectively and with a willingness to listen by both sides, something that hitherto has been undertaken only to a limited extent." That book, by the way, Truth and Tolerance, was put out by Ignatius Press in 2003 and again in 2004. Meanwhile, let's go to Paris, where we have a statement by Dr. Dominique Tasso. Dr. Dominique Tasso, who is the director of the Center for Studies and Perspectives on Science in Paris, is a strong critic of Darwinism. Dr. Tasso and the 700 scientists who are part of that organization, most of them are Catholic, by the way, was interviewed for the National Catholic Register recently and reminded us that Pope Pius XII suggested back in Humani Generis in 1950 that a debate within the Catholic Church on evolution should be conducted. But as Dr. Tasso says, it has never happened. Now there are more scientists who question Darwinism, certainly more than there were in 1950, and a discussion is not only more timely, but it's going to be more robust. Of course, as I say, the Vatican would rather not opine on specific science questions at all, and it doesn't really need to. On the other hand, the ideological aspect of Darwinism, or evolutionism as Cardinal Schönborn of Austria calls it, is going to be seen as part of the problem of a secularized Western society, especially in Europe, and that the Vatican cannot ignore. So the theologians this weekend are sure to discuss, but they probably won't resolve, the extent to which the materialist ideology of Darwinism actually preceded the creation of Darwin's theory and is an inevitable part of the theory's fabric. The Church can live with evolution if it means merely change over time, or microevolution, that is, change within species. Almost everybody can live with that, including everybody at Discovery Institute. But Darwinism is about macroevolution, and as Cardinal Ratzinger again wrote in his 2003 book, quote, "Within the teaching about evolution itself, the problem emerges at the point of transition from micro to macroevolution." I think that's a great statement, and I hope that some of the people who are writing about this in the press will pick up on it. There also may be a way to accept Darwinism, as some people in the church are arguing, as a part of a larger process where meaning somehow does inhere. This is a kind of theistic evolutionist position. The trouble is, Darwin's theory, according to its leading advocates and spokesmen, doesn't allow for such meaning in nature, Therefore, to the extent that evolution is evolutionism and is applied to many related subjects in science and sociology, and to the extent the scientific theory itself is shot through with materialist ideology, as scientists at Discovery Institute hold that it is, the church is going to have a problem with it. I'd like to commend to you at this point Meaningful World, the new book that has just been published in a very timely way, very fortunate, fortuitous way, by Benjamin Weicker and Jonathan Witt. In terms of holding dialogues in the church or anywhere, the very vocabulary of the discussion is confused, unfortunately. People mean different things by such terms as evolution, creation, and intelligent design. So they wind up talking past each other. In addition, at Castel Gandolfo, you will hear words that borrow from philosophy, particularly the natural philosophy of St. Thomas Aquinas. Well, that will probably add to some people's confusion. Well, here's an example of media confusion. It is correct that the church doesn't support what is normally considered creationism, that is, a literalist reading of Genesis, creation in six 24-hour days 6,500 years ago. Well, neither do ID scientists. But even knowing this, Darwinist critics of intelligent design say that ID is creationism in disguise. But when they say that, it's a slippery attempt to shift to a different definition of creationism. To a die-hard Darwinist, any account of the development of life that does not commit to a materialist explanation, that is, unguided and unplanned, can be fairly stigmatized as creationism. The confusion that Darwinists in this case cause is intentional. And the media, alas, tend to follow the definitions of the scientists. This is very frustrating, particularly for the ID scientists, and to say the least, it impedes serious dialogue. Simply put, neither the Catholic Church nor ID scientists are creationists. But if you were to apply to the church the same meaning of creationism that Darwinists tried to fix on intelligent design scientists, well, then you would have a church that denies its own foundational teaching and would be making a kind of going out of business announcement. The church plainly isn't doing that. But if the media are going to accept the definition of the word creationism that the Catholic Church uses, and most people use, they logically have to acknowledge that in the same sense, intelligent design scientists are not creationists either, in disguise or otherwise. In fact, ID as science makes no statement about God, whereas the church does. ID is theism-friendly, just as Darwin's theory is atheism-friendly. But intelligent design scientists don't operate from a religious premise, which, of course, the church does. Well, with this background, we can see why supporters of intelligent design and critics of Darwin generally would be pleased that Pope Benedict is taking up this subject. If nothing else, it's going to force many people to look more closely into issues that challenge their worldview. We see it as one more indication that various kinds of scholars and ordinary citizens are taking a fresh look at evolution and design issues. You're going to see a great many more meetings and conferences of various kinds on the topic. And I think that slowly the confusion of definitions will lift. As Pope Benedict XVI already has made several public statements critical of Darwinism as ideology and has referred favorably, if indirectly, to ID. He called it this intelligent design of the cosmos in one translation of a talk he gave at Rome in October of this past year. More tangibly, there is a little holy card with Pope Benedict XVI's picture on it that is for sale around Vatican City kiosks these days. Its message is taken from the Pope's first homily in his new role, and it includes the statement that, quote, "We are not some casual and meaningless product of evolution." Well, to conclude, intelligent design is a scientific theory. It's an historical science, as is Darwinism. The Vatican is probably not going to pronounce on scientific questions directly. But there is a long tradition in church teaching that what is true in science cannot be false in philosophy and theology, and vice versa. What is true in theology and philosophy cannot be false in science. This is Bruce Chapman for ID the Future, signing off and thanking you for listening.
Music on ID the Future comes courtesy of composer Yuri Mamchur. Visit www.yuriproductions.com and check out his latest CD, In the Harbor. This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. Discovery President is Bruce Chapman. ID the Future Managing Editor is Robert Crowther. And the producer is Keith Bennett. ID the Future and ID Science in the News is copyright Discovery Institute 2006. For more information, visit www.discovery.org or www.idthefuture.com.